It is the first time this Pope has been to Africa. 3 countries, 19 speeches, and big issues to address. These issues include poverty, the environment, and finding peace between Muslims and Christians. The African continent plays an important role for the Catholic Church. Pew Research says there are more than 170 million Catholics in sub-Saharan Africa. Both Catholics and Muslims are projected to increase dramatically over the next 35 years in Africa, according to Pew. With stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic, human rights supporters hope he will push for political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. Large, adoring crowds have turned out to see the popular Pope. Pope Francis put poverty front and center in Kenya. He visited the slum of Kangemi to show his support of the poor. He spoke at the St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church. Speaking through a translator, Pope Francis said he understands the difficulty the poor deal with every day.
Estoy aquí porque quiero que sepan.
I am here, he said, because I want you to know that your joys and hopes, your troubles and your sorrow are not indifferent to me. I realize the difficulties which you experience daily. How can I not denounce the injustices which you suffer? People cheered when he said that keeping water from people is a great injustice. The Pope said, it is a serious problem when people do not have access to infrastructure or basic services. Electricity, schools, roads, and hospitals are human rights, he said. Even studios and workshops for artists and workers. He blamed a selfish minority for holding power and wealth that makes others poor. Later, the crowd cheered as he arrived at a rally for young people at a sports stadium. He stood and waved from his partly open, partly protected white vehicle called the Pope Mobile. Pope Francis told tens of thousands of young Africans to resist corruption. He said, corruption is like sugar. One can develop a taste for it, but in the end, it is destructive. The head of the Catholic Church also told the crowd to give up tribalism. Loyalty to tribes are sometimes stronger than political ties in Africa. It can lead to violence, like female genital mutilation. While in Kenya, the Pope spoke about the environment. At the United Nations Environment Program in Nairobi on Thursday, he called for immediate action to stop climate change. He said, in this international context, we are confronted with a choice which cannot be ignored, either to improve or to destroy the environment. His comments come just days before a UN meeting on climate change in Paris. He said, it would be catastrophic if nothing is done to stop climate change. In a few days, an important meeting on climate change will be held in Paris, he said. It would be sad, and I dare say even catastrophic, were particular interests to prevail over the common good. Also, while in Kenya, the Pope spoke to a group of Christian and Muslim leaders. He said, they must talk about guarding against radical behavior and acts of violence in the name of God. Pope Francis said, talk between the two religions is essential. He said, too often young people are radicalized in the name of religion to spread discord and fear. The second stop of the Pope's African tour is Uganda, where his plane touched down Friday. Arriving in Entebbe, he praised the country for its outstanding response in welcoming refugees. The UN says Uganda hosts more than 500,000 refugees. Most of them have fled from war and conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. Pope Francis said Uganda has shown outstanding concern for refugees and helped them rebuild their lives in security with a sense of dignity. He said, how we deal with refugees is a test of our humanity. And he said, the world looks to Africa as the continent of hope. His comments come as Europe and the United States struggle with placing refugees from Syria and other countries at war. This after the terrorist attacks in Paris by Muslim extremists. The final stop on his tour is the Central African Republic on Sunday, where he will again hope to address issues between Muslims and Christians. Many hope that the Pope's visit can bring peace to a country that has seen violence between Muslims and Christians. Some question if it is safe for him to travel there. Since 2013, the country has been in chaos. A rebel takeover led to bloody violence between Muslims and Christians. The Pope is scheduled to visit a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood. Many of the city's mosques were destroyed in violence that started at the end of 2013. It continues to simmer even now. PK5 is the last place in the capital where Muslims can live. The conflict killed thousands and displaced nearly 1 million more. Most of the country's Muslims fled to other countries. The Pope is then scheduled to go home to Rome Monday. I'm Anne Ball.